So I guess I first noticed you in freshman English because you were more sophisticated and polished than the other students. Many of the other students are very young, you know, freshmen coming in, they don't know what high school is. How did you feel when you first came into that class? I mean, honestly, what did you think of me?
When I first came in, it was more like, you know, at first I thought, you know, yeah, these kids are younger. Yeah, they're a lot younger. And that's when I came and asked you, what grade is this? And you told me it was freshman. And I was thinking, it's like, oh, I'm a junior. And then you told me, well, be a role model. And that kind of stuck with me. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm a junior and be a role model. And from then on, I always thought, you know, that you're going to be like the coolest teacher there. And you're always, you know, just always right there.
Wow. I never really think of myself as cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you were struggling to keep up with all the work and you're under a lot of stress. And I could see that. Do you want to maybe talk about some of the things that you told me this year? You talk about them like most kids are talking about a haircut or losing their jacket.
Mm.
But for me, they really helped me to understand that I was dealing with an incredibly special person when I was dealing with you.
Thank you. Well, I mean, like, the stuff that was happening at school during the year, you know, it was like, there's some stuff that, like, I was kind of struggling with where I couldn't get my work done or something just came up and I had to go through and take care of something and that kind of stopped me from doing my work. You know, I get to school and one thing I was stressed about is telling you because I didn't know how we were going to tell me back if or whatever I told you. So then, I mean, that kind of stopped me at some points. But then when I didn't, you always understood where I was coming from all the time. And you would sit down, you would listen. Even when someone's talking, you sit down and you listen to what I have to say. And that always helped me out. Like now I just like look forward to talking to you more. And I really look forward to going to school sometimes because you're going to be there.
Well, thank you. Do you remember what you told me last week? Like you were so excited. You came up and you told me at my desk.
Well, yeah, with my biology grade, like I would think that Mr. Ewing has something against me. And I had told him, you know, he's like, yeah, here, you want to sign my paper? And then I was like, I looked away. I was like, yeah, go easy on me on my grade. And then he signs off on my thing. I didn't look at the paper and I kind of just threw it on my desk. And the paper kind of folded open. And I looked at it and I got all scared. And I looked again. It was a C. And I looked at Mr. Ewing. He kind of like looked at me and looked away. And it was a C in some biology class. I never thought I would see that ever. So then that just, yeah, that made me happy. I mean, that really did.
Do you think you earned that or do you think he gave that to you?
I think it's kind of both. I think more or less he gave it to me because he can see that, hopefully he can see that I'm trying. And I try and I try, just like I dug myself in a hole. And he knows how deep that hole is for me and it's harder and harder for me to crawl back out. But I think he gave me that grade because he thinks I can do it. So then I just got to show him that I can.
And you had some pretty hard things happen in your life. And I know that one time in class you had asked me, am I allowed to read this to these kids? Because you knew that these kids had had a life that was so different from yours that I think you thought you weren't allowed to say what your experiences were. Do you remember that? Can you talk a little about that?
Well, I mean, you know, I forgot what I wrote about, but I know it has something to do with my past and how, like, the way I am is way different than the way other kids were. Like, I've experienced and seen more stuff. And I thought school and life was kind of over before I moved to over here to where Ironwood was. And I know no other kids there would know anything what I was talking about. Like, the stuff I've seen and I've did and all this other kind of stuff, I know that for them it was going to be something like, not like scare them, but let them know that it's out there and it can mess up somebody's life. It's going to take time to turn around, but you can do it. Like, that's what I'm trying to do now. Like, I'm trying to change everything, and it's hard doing it by the time I turn 18. It's hard. But I'm trying, and it's obviously making other people notice that I'm trying because I changed everything, my whole entire way I thought and the way I think about school, and I'm actually trying in school. And I would never do that before, ever did that. So now that I'm trying, it's making me feel good. It makes me feel smarter. Like I can do something. And I know I can do it. Like I know I can because I have the help of my teachers.
Can you remember the day that you asked to be my teacher aide?
Yeah, when I asked you, you're like, yes, yes, yes. I was like, awesome. I was like, cool. Yeah, that was a happy moment too.
Yeah, I miss having you in my English, but I'm glad that you're still in my classroom.
Yeah, so am I. It's a good feeling.
Do you ever think about things that you could tell a teacher to maybe another teacher who doesn't quite understand where you're coming from? Like, is there anything that you could say that maybe would help them to understand what's behind that very, very strong facade that you put up?
Well, there's teachers in there that would probably need to know, but there's like really bad like trust issues. And with you, it just kind of clicked where I didn't put up my trust boundaries. It's like I can just trust you. Like this certain feeling just came over where I know I can say something to you and I know I can trust you. With other teachers, I really don't necessarily get that. But from my past, it's like I can barely trust somebody. Like it's hard to trust somebody. But with you, it was different. And it was a shocker, but with you, I can trust.
Well, my background, I learned not to trust people either. So for a long time, I told myself, it's not what you say, it's what you do. But I've been blessed to have a husband who really loves me, and he's teaching me that life doesn't have to be like that. Like, you could look at everybody as somebody who may let you down or somebody who may hurt you. Or you could look at everybody as somebody that you could help or somebody that could help you or could love you. And that I don't have to do anything to get love or to earn love. I'm just who I am and who I'm supposed to be. And when I'm really lucky, I help people like you.
Yeah. When did you start having like these trust problems?
When I had a real bad childhood, Gabe. I had a real, real bad childhood.
Do you think there's some points in your childhood we can relate to mine?
Yeah, I think there are some points in my childhood that could mirror yours.
Wow.
Did you ever think that about me?
Never. I really thought no one else would go through what I went through. I wouldn't want anyone to see what I've seen type of thing. But if you've seen something I've seen, then I think that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I've seen some of the things you've described. I've definitely lived through at a much younger age than anyone should. But what does that make you think?
If you can get through what you went through in your past and write a book and then, you know, be a doctor and all that kind of cool stuff, then I know I can get something like that. Yeah, I mean, if you can get through it, then I can get through it. Hopefully.
That was Gabriel Ortiz talking with his friend and teacher, Dr. Teresa Chavez. Teachers' Voices will return in 2 weeks with the story of how introducing a take-home laptop program at Tucson's Laufer Middle School has helped the students there to get involved with some big-picture issues.